And moving, the next question, this came in via email today, and this is going to go first to Aaron, and this is from Mim. To what extent do you think the municipality should and or can support affordable housing? And to what extent do you think the city should support the new community land trust? Aaron?
I think that if we rezone some areas of Sitka so we could build more affordable housing, that would be the first step. How that would be done, I think that's been something that's been talked about for years now. We do need a middle-of-the-road area for people that are graduating high school or college students or fishermen that are only here for the season. More apartment complexes would be helpful, duplexes, stuff like that, that where people could actually afford. Because between trailers and between a house is a huge jump in price. And most of the trailers have been here since the 60s and 70s, and they're falling apart and in disrepair. I would encourage local businesses, if we were able to rezone some land, to build more apartment complexes, maybe at a lower rate, make it more competitive, have all of them bid on the project, and see what the city of Sitka agrees with that.
And what are your thoughts on the community land trust that has just started?
You know, instead of sticking my foot in my mouth, I'm going to defer on that one because I haven't actually made up my mind on that yet.
All right. Tristan, same question. What can the city do? What should the city do on affordable housing?
And as I said at the chamber luncheon, I think this is a difficult issue for the city to affect. Really, housing costs, housing accessibility, it's up to free market forces, to supply and demand. And for us, it's really, you know, there's a big supply side issue. We just don't have the land, we don't have the housing to supply the market. And so I think it's, again, it's difficult as a city and as an assembly to really impact that. We can affect policies, we can affect zoning, those kind of things, working with the public, but ultimately I think it's really up to those innovative individuals or organizations in our community to be the driving force behind this. So with the Community Land Trust, for example, I think we support that, and as a city and as an assembly, we support it as much as we can. There's other innovative projects going on. There's the float houses that are going to be piloted in A and B Harbor. There's also people within our community talking about tiny houses and developing tiny house communities. And so I think those are issues, like Aaron said, that might be an avenue where we can develop some of those kind of middle entry-level housing opportunities for young families who eventually maybe will move up but can start off in that smaller home. And so again, I think it's like a lot of what we do as a city and as assembly members, it's really about supporting that innovation, about supporting the hard work that people are doing in our community. And so if people are willing to roll up their sleeves and take the time that it requires to really do that due diligence and go through that planning process and to get things up off the ground, then I think as assembly members, we support that.
Yeah, and Tor, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, like we've been said, that it's what the city can do is limited. I've often, you know, I think having flexibility in zoning codes, allowing smaller lots, allowing maybe unconventional housing. I mentioned this, the tiny houses. I know my mother's involved with that too. But you know, our zoning code right now, unfortunately, really favors large lots with big setbacks. And I think we need to look at that hard and allow for more condensed housing, because we don't have that much. What we also need to do, though, is make sure that we get any land that we, as much as possible, out of city hands and into private hands. The city owns a lot of land, and we're working towards it. And in the past, it's been kind of frustrating because the push has been to provide completely ready-to-go lots that all the work has been done on. And I would push for just sell it and let people develop it on their own, however they may want. And if that means that they're without city services for a while, maybe that's okay, and then they do an LID later. I think we need to, you know, encourage innovative living options. I was just, like I say, I've read about, they have whole housing developments that are floating and things like that. And as far as the community land trust, it depends on what the requests are, how much money we have. And unfortunately, though, I just don't think it's going to make much difference. The city doesn't have anywhere near enough money or options to really get them going, and I'm not sure where else they're going to get it. But every little bit helps. But I'm not real confident that it's going to make a huge difference.
Got it. And Lillian, same question. I know you've spoken quite a bit about attainable housing as an idea.
Seems to be my favorite. Well, thinking about it, in the past, there's been many attempts to address the affordable housing issue in Sitka, but they really have been limited with success. I remember serving back with Felix, if you all remember who he was, when the vote came up to build lots on the city, you know, the old city buildings over there on HPR. Well, it was left up to interpretation, and there was so many different ideas for it that a lot of money was spent on it, but it never really got anywhere. So I'm always cautious when we leave things so vague and up to the voters that it's always left for interpretation. So I wasn't too keen on that one. But I'm always looking at attainable housing. You know, affordable housing really should be split into two categories. There's affordable rentals and affordable home ownership. There's a lot, when I mentioned at the chamber, $65,000 will get you a 1960s trailer, and $300,000 will get you a fixer-upper sometimes. And of course, the prices are coming down, but when realistically we have to look at it, who's driving up? Back in 2004, I had to kind of go back a little bit, when we first moved here, prices went up. They were starting to go, and housing was really hard to find at that time. So you really had to kind of, you know, look around. But who drove it up? Who drove up those market prices, you know, and to attain what? But it makes it really hard for the individuals who are out there, you know, when I know what they're making. I know the inflation has kept going up and up, but unfortunately, the wage that these people are, you know, we're making hasn't gone anywhere. So those are one of my, you know, I'm always really cautious, but I want to make sure that it's attainable, that individuals who are making these, you know, limited wages can be able to afford them. And that's where we keep in cost with our utilities. So I'm looking at just, I guess, the whole scope and the picture of everything.
Great. And we're going to take one more question and then take a quick break to sort of allow everyone to get a drink of water and stretch their legs.